听节目早晨，
各位节目 good morning。
好，又系听神嘅道意先，又系再次同心祷告，将我哋生命交喺神嘅手上。
Let's pray before we find it。
出嚟天父，多谢你俾到我哋能够再次打开你嘅说话，同心嘅去研读，将我哋知道我哋所认识嘅真理，唔系只系存留喺我哋嘅脑袋里边，而系不得而错，系需要喺生命上边去蒙主你嘅改造同埋更新。因此我哋再一次恳求你，让我哋能够再次打开你嘅说话嘅时候，都能够得到神你嘅圣灵帮助我哋去明白，并且能够晓得喺我哋嘅嚟紧嘅往后生活上面，能够去活用主你嘅教训。纵然所听嘅所学嘅未必系马上我哋可以用得着，但我知道当你嘅道传喺我哋心里面，佢就能够发挥功效，因为你嘅道系活嘅，你嘅话系有生命嘅。就让我们再次在主你面前专心仰望，恳求你的带领。 Our dear Heavenly Father, once again we thank you are the one to give us your word that we can have this opportunity to learn, to listen and to practice. So please help us once again submit to the Holy Spirit guidance so that we can practice whatever we have learned or we have listened today. Even though sometimes what we have learnedToday, but may not be able to use right away. But we believe that. We deeply believe that your word, once get into our hearts, that we're starting to transform our life. So please, guiding us through this process, and let us to have a humble heart to follow the guidance. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 今日呢有好多个教会。
Today there are many churches.
但呢就我哋成日觉得好似教会里面的传道同工啊，永远好像不足够咁。
So we always feel that there's not enough pastor or co-worker inside the church.
啊，最近咧我翻香港。
Recently I went back to Hong Kong.
就同香港一位神学院嘅教务长去倾谈。
I was speaking to a person in the seminary.
啊，呢位教务长佢就同我咁讲。
This leader said to me.
咁佢就話喺香港嘅教會普遍嚟計啊，佢哋嘅傳道人留喺教會侍奉嘅時間都唔係好長。
He said that on average the pastors they stay in the church to serve is not long。
咁我冇記錯咧，大約喺早五年度。
If I remember correctly, about 5 years ago。
喺香港曾經有咁嘅調查，喺教會平均傳道人留喺一間教會侍奉係16个月。
There was a survey done in Hong Kong that on average the pastor only stay 16 months to serve in the church.
啊，最近所知嘅係大約係6个月。
Recently the figure showed that only 6 months they serve.
但究竟呢啲數字個準確程度有幾高呢？我唔敢太肯定。
I'm not too sure how accurate those are, the statistics are.
但佢係帶咗一條嘅問題出嚟。
I bring out a question.
點解有一件咁嘅事發生呢？
Why is a thing like this happening?
但我在以馬內華浸信會侍奉呢已經嚟緊今年是11年。
I've been serving in Emmanuel Baptist Church for 11 years.
唔計我實習嗰兩年啦。
Not counting the 2 years I'm apprentice.
我哋教會呢其實人數就唔係好多嘅啫。
We don't have that many people in our church.
我接走嘅時候我哋嘅教會人數大約同大家現在差不多。
When I took over, the church has about the same number of people here.
教会最少的人数的时候是8个人崇拜。
The smallest minimum number we had one time was 8 persons.
我还记得呢那个主日之后有个同工第一间教会就走来找我。
I remember after that Sunday service that another co-worker from another church came to find me.
他说哎我有好介绍啊。
He said, I have a good deal for you.
我知道有间教会呢请牧者喎。
I know that the church is hired.
是间新教会嚟嘅，100几人。
Yeah, 100 people.
我同嗰间教会讲过啦，你申请就差不多 OK 噶啦。但我都冇去做。
I didn't do that.
因为我的原则系，神冇叫我走。
If God didn't tell me to leave,
冇叫我喐。
Didn't tell me to move.
我亦都冇需要咁样做。
Then I have no need to do it.
因为做传道同工唔系揾工跳槽。
Because being a pastor or worker is not to find a better job and keep jumping.
咁呢一次我翻香港又有个弟兄又同我一齐见面。
This time when I went back to Hong Kong, there's a brother who met me.
佢就同我差不多朝夕相对咗4日，咁啊不断咁倾谈。
We spent about 4 days continue talking to each other.
佢原本是一间跨国银行的其中一个的副手。
He's the second in command of international bank.
他被裁员。
That he was lay off.
潮之前走的。
Before he was lay off, he left.
咁咧，佢就同我讲啦。
That to me.
佢话：，唉，我到而家都揾唔到份工。
I still haven't found a job now.
即系以往做嘅工作太高啦，个职位。
Because his position was too high.
而家咧就揾低啲职位嘅工，冇人肯请。
If you look for a lower position, nobody will hire.
咁佢问我：，Alan， 你俾啲提议我好唔好啊
？He said, Alan, give me some advice.
好朋友就叫 Alan。
So the good friend called me out.
咁我就同佢咁讲啊。我慢慢嚟啦。冇得急嘅。不過你都好過我㗎啦。佢話點解我好過你啊？我話梗係啦。你唔喺教會做傳道人啊嘛。你唔使一定喺教會裏面去侍奉。神俾你嘅侍奉空間比我更加闊。
You can work in a greater bigger field.
咁佢就問啦，咁你教會點啊？
教少出
嚟，我都有兩三人啦。
Only 30 people。
我已經好似中國大陸咁翻咗幾班嗰啲人都。
The people has turned around a few times already。
我可以咁講，我過去11年嘅侍奉裏面，我牧養咗差唔多三四個嘅教會㗎啦，好似。
So in my past 11 years, it feel like that I have served at three or four different churches。
啲會友成日轉嘅。
The
congregation continue to turn over.
轉了回大陸。They return to
China. 來一批就走一批，來一批就走一批。
New ones come and then the old ones left.
不過都不
要緊。
不過始終有一個問題是。
But there's still a question.
為什麼今天在教會裏面的牧者傳道人是這麼缺欠的呢？
How come we are so lacking with pastors in the church?
每一年在神學院畢業的同學也有很多。
There are a lot of graduates from the seminary.
就以我現在讀緊的多倫多神學研究院
It's like the seminary I'm studying the Toronto seminary
就是我們學院只是道學碩士畢業的每一年都有接近50個人
Just from our seminary each year we have over 60 master's graduates
不要說神學碩士那些已經是罕有人物罕有生物來的那些
just, not just talking about themaster graduate.
但是为什么都这么缺陷呢
?So how come we're still lacking people?
从我个人的看法
,from my personal point of view,
其实问题出在一度
,the problem is,
就是教会里面信徒的质素
,is because of the quality of the Christian in the church.
在我牧会这么久里面
,from all my experience,
我发现了一点的事实
,I discovered a truth.
当如果信徒的生命是有问题的
If the Christian's life has problems,
教会的问题就越来越多了。
The problems in the church will be more and more.
尤其是
Especially,
在神学院里面的毕业生
the graduates from the, seminary,
都是从众教会的会众当中出来的。
They are members of different congregations.
如果他们的属灵生命本身是有问题的话
If their spiritual life has a problem,
神学院的神学生的毕业的质素也都会走下坡。
The graduates from the seminary, their quality will also go downhill.
我曾經認識了一個同學。
I know this guy still in mind.
當年我都畢業了。
And I was graduated already.
那時他就走來跟我傾。
He came and asked me.
他說 Alan.
Hey, Alan.
你畢業了。
You graduated. 你
怎麼很牢騷啊。
You have any
good opportunity?
Good opportunity.
我沒什麼很牢騷啊。
Yeah, I don't have any good opportunity.
我又冇教會請
，no church time.
我又冇寫求職信
，I haven't write any resume.
唔知噶
，I don't know.
不過曾經有一間教會
，but there was a church
喺香港嘅
，in Hong Kong.
有幾千會有嘅
，a few thousand congregants.
佢個牧者寫封信嚟揾我
，the pastor wrote me.
問我可唔可以翻
，ask me to go work for.
不過神未有指。
But God has not indicated what I should do.
我又冇諗過。
I haven't thought about it.
所以暫且放。
So I just leave it down for now.
咁我唔同啦。
I'm different.
我心諗有咩唔同呢
？So I think to myself, what's different?
佢只係啱啱入學第一個學期啫噃。
First semester.
佢話我就唔同啦。
I'm different.
我第日咧要去揾边一边呢种嘅教会。
He said that in the future I will find this type of churches.
做边一边种嘅工。
I will do this kind of ministry.
我希望几年之后。
I wonder in a few years.
呢个事工能够发展到点点点。
That the ministry will be expanding to such a point.
那后来怎样样咧？
So later what happened?
呢位同学都毕咗业。
He still didn't graduate.
但佢冇揾到嗰种事工。
He didn't find the ministry.
去唔到嗰种嘅教会。
He didn't go to the type of church.
忧忧愁愁咁样。
So he was really sad.
弟兄姊妹，如果信徒嘅生命嘅质素系有问题嘅话
，If the quality of Christian life has a problem,
教会嘅领袖就会出现问题。
Then the church leader will have problems.
我好深信一样嘢。
I truly believe this.
当教会系一个乜嘢嘅会众嘅话
，The kind of congregant that the church has,
就会有边一种嘅牧者嚟到佢当中。
Then they will have that type of pastor come among them.
而当有一种定嘅牧者嚟到佢当中嘅时候，就会栽培更多同类型嘅一啲嘅会众。
Then he will grow congregants just like him.
换句话嚟讲，当会众系一个唔追求神真理嘅会众嘅话
，If the congregation do not strive to learn God's word，
佢所揾嘅牧者都唔系为咗去栽培会众明白真道。
The type of pastor they find is not the one that will grow Christians to learn God's true word.
但最矛盾嘅一件事系
，But there's a conflict here.
今日好多个教会，好多嘅牧要需要揾牧者嘅时候
，A lot of churches today when they need to find pastors.
佢哋又却系另外要希望揾一个好嘅牧者
，But they all want to find a very good pastor.
但当佢真系揾到一个好嘅牧者嘅时候，会众又未必中意。
Congregation may not like it.
我曾经去过一个教会讲道。
I've been to a church to preach.
讲完道之后
，After the sermon，
有个弟兄喺我都未祈完祷默祷完，佢走出嚟同我握手。
When I'm still praying, I haven't done yet. A brother had come out and shake my hand.
佢牧师，你讲道真系好啊，咁样。
He said, Pastor, your sermon was really good today.
咁我就话唔系好。
Okay, no, no, no.
神嘅说话将我照讲俾你听嘅。
Just God's word that I'm passing on.
真系好遗憾。
Then he say I regret.
你讲到里边就话，就会有唔好转会。
You said that in your sermon that being a member of the congregation should not try to change church.
佢话我真系好开心啊，你嘅教会会有。
Say I'm happy for your members in your church.
有你一位咁嘅牧者。
That they have a pastor like you.
但我跟住心谂，如果你真系成为我嘅教会会友，你会好憎我。
I think if you become a member of my church, you hate me.
你谂下，你中唔中意你阿妈日日磨住你啊
？Think about it that your mom, your mother, and nag you every day.
做牧者就好似做阿妈咁上。
A pastor is like a mother.
日磨夜磨，或者有啲阿妈妈唔同意嘅嗰啲好开明嘅吓。
The pastor will nag you every day. Maybe some mothers are not like that.
我阿师母成日话我好暗沉。
My wife always says that I nag a lot。
嗱，因为咁嘅缘故，教会嘅牧者嘅质素其实与会众系有直接嘅关联。
Because of this, the quality of the pastor also is directly connected to the quality of the congregation。
所以我就喺今天特别选用咗提多书嘅其中一段圣经。
So today especially chosen from the book of Titus。
透过提多书里面呢段圣经讲及于牧者或者教会领袖嘅关系。
So this scriptures I want to talk about the pastor or the leaders of the church。
谈论到佢哋嘅质素嘅问题。
Talk about their quality。
又反映到睇下究竟我哋系一个乜嘢嘅会众。
And this reflects what kind of congregation we are。
啊，盼望今天喺呢段嘅圣经里面，我哋每一个听完呢段圣经之后。
Hope that today every one of us will hear the sermon。
或者睇到神喺里面点样去改变我哋每一个。
We can see how God changed us in His word.
从而我哋能够揾一个真系按照神嘅说话教导我哋朝向神所要我哋侍奉嘅方向嘅一位牧者。
So that we can find a pastor who, according to God's word, to point us toward God.
让我哋再次打开圣经提多书，好唔好啊
？Let's turn to Titus.
第一章第五至第九节。
Chapter 1 verses 5 to 9.
最后打开之后咧，我哋再一次读，好唔好？唔系好长嘅啫。
Let us read it one more time.
大家我一起读咯。如果你是用英文圣经，你用英文圣经读下。
Read in the language you prefer.
Okay, 好，我一起读啦。我从前留你在克里特， 只要你将那没有犯权的事都犯整齐了，就照我所吩咐你的，在各城设立长老。若有无可指责的人，指责一个妇人的丈夫，儿女也是信主的，没有人告他们是放荡不服约束的，就可以设立。监督既是神的管家，必须无可指责，不任性，不暴躁，不因酒滋事，不打人，不贪无义之财，乐意接待远人，好善、庄重、公平、圣洁、至慈，坚守所教真实的道理，就能将纯正的教训劝化人，又能把争辩的人驳倒了。在段圣经里面谈论到有一件事保罗要提多去做的，但是保罗特意留了提多在克里特这个岛的上面。克里特是一个什么岛呢？是一个什么的环境呢？是一个地中海里面一个很大的岛聚。在历史学家的考究里面发现到当地有很多犹太人的踪迹。于是乎猜测在当地犹太人有做生意的活动是很活跃。
So they guess that the Jews have a lot of commerce on the island.
但克里特是一个什么地区呢？
What kind of place?
是一个外邦人的地区，当时在罗马人的统治的范围之内。保罗就在这个时候留下了他一位的同工提多。是当时提多不是一个犹太人，提多是一个外邦的希腊人，所以让我们看到保罗很聪明，
So we can see how smart Paul is.
是很有智慧去处理侍奉的事。
He has wisdom how to handle ministry.
他在芸芸的同工的当中，
在
一个外邦人的社会里面，去找一个外邦人的信徒，去传主的道。
To preach the gospel.
今天这个其实是一个很重要的宣教学观念。
This is actually a very important ministry idea today.
找本地人去传道，给本地人是最容易不过
的。It's easier to find local people to switch to the local.
因为他能够理解他们的背景。
Because they understand their own background.
不需要做很多什么跨越文化等等的工作。
He does not have to do a lot of cross-culture work.
顺带讲多句啊。
You just want to add a
送的这句。
It's a gift.
今天很多话要做跨文化的宣教士，很多时候某程度上只不过是一些花巧的做法。
A lot of missionary, they said they want to do cross-cultural work. Actually, it's just a gimmick.
我曾经认识过一个宣教士的亲口跟我说。
I know this missionary, he said this to me.
他说我去到都不知道说什么。
When I go there, I don't know how to talk to them.
不过就是因为我不知道说什么，我回来就用。
It's because I don't know what to say, how to say, that it's easy for me to raise funds here.
好了，不要讲了，教会黑忙，你们没什么兴趣听神说话了。
So, let's go back to the story.
保罗将提多放了在克里特。
Paul left Titus in Crete.
而克里特是一个很难处理的教会。
The church at Crete is actually very tough to handle.
如果是前后少少的。
Turn a little bit.
从第十节至到去第十三节，我哋已经知道克里特一间好老教嘅教会。嗰度有啲人有扮虔诚、扮先知。又有啲人喺度传不义之道，去使人贪不义之财。第十一节嗰度甚至话佢传嘅道理系败坏全家。
Verse 11 says that what they preach also will ruin the whole household.
当地嘅人系有咩习惯呢？
What kind of habit those people have?
第十二節甚至講到嗰度啲人喜歡講謊話，係惡臭又殘又懶。
Verse 12 tells us that the Christians are always liars, evil group, lazy government.
保羅就擺提都喺一間咁嘅教會裏面。
That type of church that Paul has left Titus in.
弟兄姊妹，你會點樣諗保羅呢？
就是 how would you think about Paul?
如果你是一个传道同工，你的主任牧师差你去一间咁嘅教会，你去唔去咧
？You are a pastor, co-worker, and your senior pastor send you to such a church. Will you go?
保罗去咗边度咧
？Where did Paul go?
根据圣经学者研究，喺呢刻佢应该喺以弗所。
According to the scholar, they say that he may be still in Ephesus.
或者喺哥林多。
Maybe Corinth.
唔系太过肯定。
Sure.
不過係人都知道哥林多同埋以弗所教會係大教會。
Everybody knows that the church in Corinth and Ephesus are big churches.
有啲人就會咁諗啦。
Some people may think,
你睇下你睇下保羅係個咩傳道人
？Look what kind of pastor Paul is.
佢啊走去傳去大教會牧養。
He goes to the big churches to preach.
佢又整啲咁嘅叫做我哋廣東話叫做。滿係骨頭嘅教會嗰度。
The Cantonese would say that he give them all the leftover bones kind of church that to Titus.
This is a very troublesome church. 提多所牧養嘅教會係好複雜嘅教會。
There's all kinds of problems in the church of Titus ministering.
不過弟兄姊妹千祈唔好諗話保羅係對提多唔公平。
The Bible says don't think that Paul is fair to Titus.
因為其實保羅去嗰啲教会啊，哥林多教会、以弗所教会，仲惨过喺呢度。
Actually, Paul went to those churches in Ephesus and Corinth. There, he's even treated worse.
譬如你睇下哥林多前书第四章，讲到保罗差不多要死嘅喺嗰度。
If you look at First Corinthians chapter 4, you see that Paul almost died.
咁你咁谂咧，你又睇到，咦？保罗其实都几识提多噶。
If you think this way, then you see how Paul tried to protect Titus.
冇錯，如果間教會係冇問題嘅，就唔使牧者去牧養啦。
The truth is, church has no problem. It doesn't need a pastor to shepherd.
係咪啊？你啲仔女如果咁生性，就唔使你教啦。
If your children know how to live well by themselves, you don't need to teach them.
你問一啲年青人，佢有冇百厭嘅時候
？Ask the kids have they been rebellious?
冇問佢啦，問我自己，我都做過後生，都好百厭。
Don't ask him, ask me. I have young one sometimes. I was rebellious sometimes.
所以有父母嘅教導。
That's why the parenting teaching them.
就係因為咁緣故。
Because of this.
保羅要差提多去按立一啲教會領袖，去到幫助教會成長。
That Paul sent Titus to find some leaders for the church to help the church to grow.
保羅話有啲嘢仲未做完，就係談及到要喺提多所牧養嘅克里特呢個教會嘅地區。去安立長老同埋監督。
Paul mentioned that there's still a finished work here is for Titus to find some elders to help to look after the church.
嗱，教會呢啲咁嘅名堂咧好多。
There's a lot of like names like this.
啊，今時今日咧，又咩長老會、又浸信會、會眾制、理制，就係好多呢啲嘅咁嘅規矩。
There's like lots of different churches, like different names they give to the churches, lots of rules.
其實基本上教會嘅侍奉有兩大嘅類別。
Actually, there's two main types of ministry in the church.
第一個類別
，the first kind
就係叫做牧師或者叫做教師或者叫做監督。
Is called pastors or teachers or overseers.
佢哋主要嘅工作係傳講神嘅道理。
Most important work for them is to preach God's word.
並且作監督指責嘅工作。
Then also overseer to point out the mistakes people are making.
用舊約觀念嚟計，就好似先知嘅角色一樣。
If you use the status in the Old Testament, it would be like a prophet.
先知嘅角色就係譴責君王。
The role of a prophet is to rebuke the king.
譴責祭司。
Rebuke the priest.
第二類。
Second
time, 在教会侍奉的就是分别有执事或者叫长老。
The elders or the overseers.
他主要在教会里面是负责教会的行政运作。
The main purpose is to look after the day-to-day running of the church.
但他仍然要在真理的基础上而运作。
But they also have to be working on top of the foundation of truth.
这两大类在今天众多的教会里面就有不同的组合。
In a lot of churches, there are different combinations.
这个不是我们今天要讨论的话题。
This is not what we want to discuss today.
保罗在提多书的里面他要提出这两类的教会领袖。
Paul in Titus here want to describe these two types of leaders of church.
要提出他们要有一个什么的质素才可以被选立。
They want to mention what kind of quality that they have before they are elected.
所以保罗在这里讲到我要将这件事还未办完的事将它办齐整它。
So then Paul is mentioning that he wants to finish this unfinished work.
因为保罗不身在克里特所以就交了给提多去做。
Because Paul is not in Greek, that's why he gives this response.
这个办齐整它呢
What does it mean to,
办整齐它呢第五節那裡、in verse 5 over there said that I left you behind in Crete for this reason so that you should put in order what remains to be done. What is the meaning of in order? 什麼叫 in order? 什麼叫辦齊整它呢
So what do you mean to be in order to straighten out?
其實是一個醫學名詞
It's actually a medical
term. 當一個人他是因為某種原因他骨落松了教
when a person for whatever reason that the joint come loose
或者移了位
that they disaligned
要将它重新摆回啱的话呢
once again you have to align them
这个就叫办齐整
this what means straighten out
保罗看到克里特的教会不是挺齐整的
Paul see that the church in Greece is not very straight
很多东西是散开移了位
a lot of things are out of place
於是乎他要求提多去做這份工作
That's why he requested Titus to do this work
怎辦齊整啊
How do you do this
是不是你什麼都做曬啊
Does he need to do everything
提多你去搞定翻曬啲教會不是
Titus you go fix this church no
他是去選立一些教會領袖
He's to go and choose and appoint some elders
長老
Elders
和監督
And overseers
去將教會重新調整一個正確的方向
to make the church back to the right direction.
这个很重要的功夫。
It's a very important work.
但是怎样去做呢 用什么条件去决定呢
What are the requirements to choose?
从这里第六节至第九节就大详细介绍了。
Verse 6 to 9 has some details.
但在我们未进入很详细介绍每一类别之前
Before we go in depth studying this.
但我们必须要首先明白有一个他们有一个共通的条件。
But we have to understand that they have a common requirement.
是每一个去侍奉主的人
Every person who serves the Lord.
被选立成为教会的领袖或者牧者
To be elected to be the leaders or the pastor of the church.
他们都必须要是一个无可指责的人
They must be a blameless person.
我们看看第六节当第五节谈论到要设立长老的时候保罗第一件事就提到要指出他们是无可指责的人。
By the way, in verse 6, Paul found out that an elder must be blameless.
同样在第七节当谈论到要安立监督或者牧师的时候他们必须要无可指责。
Again, in verse 7, talk about appointing an overseer or pastor that they must be blameless.
所有侍奉主的人。
All the people who serve the Lord.
这个是必须的第一个条件。
This is the first requirement.
无可指责。
Blameless.
什麼叫無可指責呢等一下
What do you mean by a blameless?
無可指責是不是真的沒錯沒罪啊
Does it mean that you have no mistake, no sin?
但在很多的牧者或者神學家做過這個詞的解釋
A lot of pastors or scholars when they give a definition to this
其中解釋得比較清楚的呢
Some that are good, are clear
就在德國有一位教授叫 Walter Grumman
There's a German professor called Walter Grumman
他曾经谈论到什么叫无可指责
He once described what it means to be blameless.
就是知道当一个人在神的面前是有一个无瑕疵的状态。
He said that a person in front of God is in a perfect state.
而今天只能够达到这个标准的唯有靠着耶稣基督。
Today, when you want to attain this state, then it's only through Jesus Christ.
另外有一本的神学字典
There's also a dictionary.
叫新约全书字典。
It's called New Testament Word Study. dictionary.
喺入面佢谈论到
，in it it says，
无可指责可以知道喺社群当中一个人系冇官司缠身嘅情况。That person without any persecution by any people in the court. Okay， 喺咁嘅情况之下。可以知道是一个无可指责的
人。Then you can say that he's blameless.
用旧约的观念。
In the view of the Old Testament.
就是知道那只一个人是经过一个祭牲献上赎罪祭之后那个人的状态。
It's the state of the person after he has offered an offering.
而那只献的祭牲亦都要是无斑点无残疾无瑕疵。
The animal that they offer has to be no spot, no any defects.
更加容易明白咩叫无可指责，就是我哋可以透过一个我哋熟悉嘅人品。
And another easy example is to a person we well know.
就系圣经里边指到一个人物叫做约伯。
It's a joke.
如果大家记得约伯嘅一开始第一章第一节里边都讲咗。
You remember from Job chapter 1 verse 1.
约伯是一个无可指责的人。
But Job was a blameless person.
究竟什么叫无可指责呢？
So what does it mean to be a blameless
person? 弟兄姊妹。从后先以上我们所看到。
From what we have seen.
无可指责不指到一个人现在已经好像圣人一样。
A blameless person doesn't mean he's a saint.
没有一个人今天可以达到好像圣人一样的条件。
There's no person today can reach the level of a saint.
无可指责指到一个人愿意向着一个无瑕疵合神心意的标准而去做的一个人。
A blameless person means that a person is willing to go toward a perfect state. He is willing to do that.
换句话来讲，
In other words,
那个人不是没有错，不是没有罪。
That person is not without sin or without mistake.
而是那个人愿意一生向着无罪这个方向去走过去。
This person, his whole life goal is to walk towards innocence.
正如波特官和文教授所说，一个人今天如果要向这个方向走，唯有靠着耶稣基督。
Like Professor Goldman said that if a person wants to do this today, they have to do this through Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ.
最简单的讲法，
in the simplest term to say this,
就是那个人真的重生得救、认罪并且悔改的人。
He is a born again person that he has repented of his sins, admitted his sins and repented from his sins.
弟兄姊妹，你可能牧师讲咁耐，你不如话基督徒啦。
So maybe you say, oh, Pastor, you spend so much time, why don't you just say he's a Christian?
但我唔想用基督徒去描述，因为今日太多人叫做基督徒根本冇重新悔改认罪。
I don't want to use the word Christian because a lot of people call themselves Christians today that they have not repented of the sins.
太多人叫做基督徒，其实根本就不是真的愿意跟随基督的人。
A lot of people are called Christians, but they are not people willing to follow Christ.
如果人真的认罪并且悔改的话，这个人才是叫做无可指责。
If a person who really admitted his sin and then repented from the sin, then this person can be called blameless.
而这个人就可以有条件被选立为教会的领袖甚至牧者。
This person has the qualification to be chosen to be leaders or the pastor of the church.
谢谢弟兄
姊妹。Good morning.
如果你在教会侍奉，
if you serve in the church,
纵然你今天不是教会的领袖都好，
even though you may not be the leaders of the church,
这个条件是没得妥协。
This qualification must stand.
你必须是一个无可指责的人。
You must be a blameless person.
听我讲多一次，不是你没罪。
Listen to me again.
不是说你不会再犯罪。
不
过每一次你犯罪，你都会愿意认罪悔改。
Every time you commit a sin, that you will admit your sin and then repent from it.
如果是这样的人的话，
if you are this type of people,
你就可以去侍奉。
Then you can serve.
你就应当要去侍奉。
You must serve.
所以换句话来说，
so in other words,
每一个蒙主呼召认罪悔改的人，
Everyone who are called by God and then admitted their sin,
同时都是被呼召去侍奉。
It's also being called to serve the Lord.
这个是第一个条件。
This is the first requirement.
跟着保罗就很仔细去提醒提多怎么选择长老和监督了。
Then, Paul tells Titus, what are the requirements to chose the elders and the overseers.
我哋首先去睇下点样选立长老。
Let's look at how to choose the elders.
总共有三个条件去选立长老嘅。
There are three requirements to choose an elder.
我再重新讲多次，长老系教会管行政运作嘅一啲嘅弟兄姊妹。
I repeat again, elder is the type of people who are looking after the running of the church.
三个条件。
Three requirements.
第一个条件头先讲咗，无可指责。
First one we said already, has to be blameless.
第六节跟住提出另外两个条件。
Verse 6, continue with two more requirements.
第二个条件就系佢只作一个妇人的丈夫。
That he is the husband of but one wife.
同埋第三个条件，儿女也是信主的，没有人告他们是放荡不服约束的。
Third requirement says,His children also believe and are not open to charge of being wild and disobedient.
好，咁而家圣经问题啦。
So now, Bible question and answer.
大家好紧张啊，经常问问题。佢话多数我回应都系冇人答嘅。
Sometimes you guys are tense when pastor asks you a question, but usually nobody answers my question.
按照呢三个条件。
So according to this,
我想问下弟兄姊妹。如果弟兄未结婚，可唔可以做到长老
？So if a partner is a brother, he is not married, can he become an elder?
有冇人敢答啊
？Anybody dare to answer?
不过我知都冇人答。
I know won't nobody will answer.
啊，你谂下啦噃。喺呢度咁样答。
Here is that.
保罗话嗰个人只作一个妇人的丈夫。
Or says that the husband but one wife.
咁咪指明呢个人要结咗婚咯。
But says that this person has to be married.
咁未結婚就點做長老咧？
But he's not married. How can he be an elder?
呢個解釋，我喺教會聽咗好多年啦。
I've heard this the church many.
我做咗廿幾年主。
I have known the Lord for over 20 years.
聽呢段聖經都唔知聽咗幾多次。
Many times I listen to this sermon.
個個都係咁講嘅。
Everybody says it.
唔結婚唔做得長老。
You're not married. You cannot be an elder.
或者執事，或者堂委唔做得，
you cannot do that，
係咪咁咯
？Is that right？
我想問下，如果一間教會
，So I want to ask if in a church，
全部都係寡佬嚟
，Is there all single men？
啊，未結婚嘅
，None of them married，
佢哋係基督徒嚟㗎
，They are Christians，
走埋一齊
，That they go together，
咁咪冇長老
，They have no elder。
嗱，我唔係用。事實情況假設嚟去解答呢條問題，我用翻原文聖經話俾大家聽呢句聖經應點解。
So I want to use the original Bible language to tell you。
原文聖經呢句説話唔係講到一個已經結了婚的人有一個太太就可以去做長老。
The original text is meaning that it's a person who has been married and he has had one wife and he can be an elder。
原文係介紹出一個嘅動機。
The original text is talking about a motive.
或者意願
or his wish.
呢個人可以做長老，佢有一個意願係希望只係揾一個太太做佢嘅，揾一個女子做佢嘅太太嘅啫。
This person, he has this wish that he wants to only find one wife, one woman, a girl to be his wife.
所以好多唔同英文嘅翻譯都講到 a man, one wife.
So a lot of English different translations say a man, one wife.
甚至讲到 a wife for a man.
Sometimes they say a wife for a man.
意思即系话一个人有咁嘅意愿。
Means that this person has this wish.
如果一个人有咁嘅意愿
，if a person has this wish,
就算佢未结婚都好
，even though he's not married,
佢真系希望揾一个女子做佢太太。
He only wish to find one girl to be his wife.
咁嘅男子，咁嘅弟兄就可以做长。
This type of man can be an elder.
咁如果用我頭先假設嘅情況咯，嗰班寡佬的教會呢，可能好多姊妹好想去嘅，不過就好多都合呢個條件啦。
So in this church or all single men maybe a lot of people want to go there. So they need this requirement.
如果一個弟兄希望揾個男子做佢嘅太太，咁得唔得咧
？So there's a brother who want to find a man to be his wife.
咁啊唔得啦，因為呢度掛明係揾一個女子嘅。
Because he is clear to say that he must wish to for a girl to be his wife.
所以弟兄，呢個係意願嘅問題。
So this is a desire.
我曾經見同一個嘅宣道會嘅牧者談論到佢教會嘅情況，佢話我好難揾到人做長老啊！而家。
I discussed this with a pastor. He said it's hard for him to find people to be elder.
個個都未結婚嘅。
Yeah. All of them are not married.
其實推我推親我嗰啲人，我未結婚嘅，我唔做。
All the excuse they give me are we're not married.
我希望在座啲弟兄啊，你唔好揾啲句再做藉口話我唔侍奉啊嚇。
So I hope that the brothers here will not use this as an excuse not to serve.
只要你一生願意只係要揾一個女子做太太嘅，你都有咁嘅條件可以做。
As long as you have a desire in your whole life to find just one girl to be your wife and you have the qualification.
咁係咪所有結咗婚嘅都一定可以做長老咧？如果咁樣講
，So does it mean that all the married men can be an elder?
係咪咧，弟兄姊妹？
Is it?
又唔係嘅噃。
啊，
如果有個男子
，If there's a man，
佢咧就佢結咗婚。
Married,
有一個太太，不過佢冇話俾佢太太聽。
佢
喺香港有另外一頭家，喺美國有一頭家，喺澳洲有一頭家。佢未必一定係結咗婚嘅嗰啲女子，不過喺嗰度有頭家。佢就唔適合做呢個嘅長老啦。所以我要咁樣睇聖經。
So、
好啦，第三個條件，佢要講到咧，呢個做長老嘅啲兒女要信埋主。又冇人去告佢哋嘅，冇話佢哋好放蕩、舊約束。等先喎，我又想問一下啦，一個弟兄專心仰望神。但是呢他同時又得一個太太好疑心的。好似他去到情人節送花只送一支嘅啫。
Every Valentine's Day, give one flower, one rose to his wife.
不過他有啲仔女唔係幾聽話。
But he has some children that is obedient.
叫他信主又唔信。
He asked them to believe the Lord, they don't believe.
叫佢改過又唔改，
啊真係 change 佢仲 change，
佢可唔可以做長老咧？
人依邊人 out 咧？
嗱，按照呢段聖經就應該唔得喎，表面睇。
So according to this on the surface, he cannot be an out。
嗱，呢個亦都係涉及於我哋唔懂得原文聖經嘅意思。
He is also because we don't understand from the old。
原文聖經嘅意思同頭先嗰個一樣，都係指到一個人嘅動機。
The original text is also the same. It's all the motive.
或者佢嘅意愿，讲到佢有个意愿，希望带佢嘅儿女去信主，使到佢哋唔会系落在放荡同埋不受约束嘅光景。如果呢个弟兄佢系一心一意对佢太太，又好爱主，认罪悔改嘅话。但是真的有些不孝子，不孝女添啦，因为讲埋啦，唔好留啲小细路女啦吓。
新人多啲，
佢都可以有条件去做长老。
He has the requirement to be an elder.
只要佢好决心去教个儿女。
As long as he's willing to teach his children.
教唔教得好啊，另一件。
The outcome is another question.
但我點解可以咁樣解釋呢？
How come I can explain this way?
因為同樣喺呢句聖經嘅裏面嘅動詞。
Because of the verb in this Bible.
話兒女也自信主，點解個也字呢？
Because the children believe.
同樣喺羅馬書一章廿八節嘅裏面用過㗎喎。
Also used in Romans chapter 1 verse 28.
用喺邊一個人身上呢？
Who was he using now?
在罗马书一章28节里面用在神的身上。
In Romans chapter 1 verse 28, he's describing God himself.
在28节的里面说，耶和华神看到在当中有些人，以色列民，故意不信他，这个故意不信，这个故意这个行动。
That God himself can see that there's some people purposely do not believe him.
他故意拒绝不认识神。
The purposely to reject and not know God.
神都冇强迫佢哋一定要相信。
God did not force them to believe it.
神都唔强迫每一个人去相信佢。
God does not force anybody to believe it.
咁咪即系代表神应该做神嘅？如果有啲人信耶稣
，Somebody will think that God should not be God because like that people do not believe.
唔系啊
，No.
因此
，Therefore，
同样呢句圣经系只系解释一个意愿。
That this verse also talk about desire.
一个人如果知道认罪悔改，愿意一生只是与一个女子为太太，亦都决意教导佢儿女，咁嘅人就可以做教会嘅长老。
A person who is willing to admit his sin and repent and only want to have one wife in his whole life and then willing to teach his children to come to the Lord, then he can be an elder of the church.
好啦，我哋睇到做监督嘅要求。
Then let's look at the requirement for our overseers.
啲监督嘅要求系比做长老嘅多好多。
The requirement for overseer is more than an elder.
长老有几个要求啊？弟兄姊妹，记唔记得
？How many requirements does an elder have？
啱啱讲完啦。有三个要求。
Three requirements.
喺呢一度要求做监督嘅，总共系有12个要求。
Here, the requirement.
12个要求。
For the overseer is 12.
第一样嘢同样系要求嘅，系要无可指责。
The first requirement also has to be blameless.
跟住就列举咗有五项唔应该佢哋做嘅要求。
Then they listed five that things that they shouldn't do.
包括不任性
，including of not overbearing，
不暴躁
，not quick-tempered，
不因酒滋事
，not given to drunkenness，
不打人
，not violent，
不贪不无耻之财
，not pursuing dishonest gain。
五样唔应该做嘅嘢。
Five things that they shouldn't do.
就要有五样要做嘅嘢。乐意接待远人，好善，庄重，公平，圣洁，总共五样。我哋睇到最基础无可指责，五样唔好做嘅嘢，五样要做嘅嘢。咁你哋话，仲有样喎，总共12样喎。最后尾第九节。以至而家我哋希望去睇嘅一个特点，你如果要去搵一个牧者传道人，这个就系一个好好嘅帮助啦。
He is the main focus that we want to look at. You want to find a pastor. He is a good verse to look at.
呢个做监督嘅系要坚守所教真实的道理。
This overseer must hold firmly to the trustworthy message they have been taught.
好可惜，中文圣经译唔到原文啊。
Unfortunately, the Chinese Bible does not bring out the full meaning of the original text.
其实呢句说话嘅意思系话呢个嘅监督系要坚守所信的 Logos 神或者耶稣基督。
The original meaning that this overseer must hold firmly to the Logos.God himself and Jesus Christ himself.
而呢个字喺第四节第一章第四节亦都同样出现过一次。
This word also come out in verse one, chapter one, verse four.
我哋要赞下英文圣中文圣经啊呢节。
So here we see that the Chinese
就译咗出嚟啦。第四节嗰度讲，现在我写信给提多，就是照着我们共信之道，共信嘅耶稣基督 Logos。
So、the Chinese better here that they have a common faith.Word of the Jesus Christ.
你要找一个牧师
you find a pastor,
找一个传道人
find a minister,
要去传讲神的说话
to bring out God's word.
他必须要是坚守耶稣基督
He must hold firmly to Jesus Christ.
无可妥协
that he cannot compromise.
总共12个要求
the 12 requirements.
换句话来说
in other words,
做堂主任或者堂委即是三个 OK 的了
To be an elder, then three requirements okay.
但如果做牧者呢
But to be a pastor,
就要有12项的要求
12 requirements.
因为你是要做什么要做神的管家第七节讲监督就是神的管家
To be an overseer, you are one looking after the house of God.
并且
And also,
这个神的管家有个特色
That this overseer has an important role.
他要在教会里面将这个信息传开去。
That he has to spread the message to the church.
弟兄姊妹
Francis.
现在我们看见教会很清楚有两大组别的事工人。
We can see that there are two main categories of people serving.
你属于哪一类别呢
what category do you fall into?
如果你是牧者的
If you are a pastor.
这有12项的要求。
There's 12 requirements.
如果你不是牧者的话你就只能够是这些 堂位长老
that you can only be like elders
或者执事
or deacon
有三个要求
there are three requirements
在这样的组合之下
so from this combination
保罗要提多去选立这些人
Paul wants Titus to appoint people
将教会很多走了位的骨将它移翻者
so for all those misaligned bones in the church to be realigned
这个就是教会存在的目的
This is the purpose of the existence of the church.
今天很多的人甚至说我不需要再回教会做基督徒。
Today a lot of people they say they don't have to come to church again.
弟兄姊妹 Christian, 教会不是这样。
Church is not like this.
教会是一群的基督徒。
The church is a group of
people. 走在一起。
Come together.
彼此联络得合适。
That they are tied together appropriately.
按照以弗所书所讲。
According to Ephesians.
使到他八节各按各职
So that all the parts of the body according to their function
按主的旨意
according to God's will
完成神的目标
to accomplish what God
这个才是教会的存在意义
This is the purpose of the church
你现在是怎样参与
How do you participate
首要
Most important
是一个无可指责的人
You have to be a blameless person
所以一个很好的帮助我们怎样去揀一个牧者
Also there's another good point to help us find a
pastor 第九节下半节讲
Letter half verse 9
这个牧者是要将纯正的教训去劝化人
This pastor must use this word to encourage others
换句话来讲要找一些可愿意追求神道的人去将神的道教他们
In other words, they have to find people who are willing to learn God's word and teach them.
一些人是愿意学习神道的。
There are some people who are willing to learn God's word.
牧者就去教他们。
The pastor to learn.
同他走在一起。
To walk with them.
按原文圣经讲，他会同他一起生活。
According to the original text, he will live with them.
所以你要找一个牧者，你看他身边其他那些同工啊，是什么人啊，平日。
So you want to find a pastor to look at the co-worker Decide him what kind of people they are.
如果你找一个牧者的平日同礼拜三、礼拜四、礼拜二就走去饮茶食自助餐，你就唔好揾佢啦。
So you see a pastor that a weekday he would go and have dinner and dim sum and just eat and don't find him.
我做牧者咁多年，我见过太多咁嘅牧者。
I've been a pastor for many years and I've seen many pastors like that.
成日就话去开会。
They always say they're going to a meeting.
開親會其實就去啲 Mandarin 啊定咩食自助餐。
Every time they are meeting at Mandarin, having buffet.
一開開一日，你唔知佢哋啲會點解。
All the meetings are whole day.
咁嗰啲你就唔使揾。
So you do not need to look at.
如果佢揾一啲信徒願意學習神道嘅
，You find some that are willing to learn from God's word.
而佢願意去同佢教學習一齊追求，咁嘅牧者你應該揾。
Pastors who are willing to look at for. Believers who want to learn God's word and be with them, then those are the types of people.
唔知你有冇听过有啲牧者走埋一齐倾谈
I don't know if you have heard that when pastors come together and talk.
如果有个牧者走埋
，if a pastor comes,
一见到另外一个牧者话
，and then he sees another pastor, he will say,
你最近读紧边段圣经啊
？What scripture are you reading lately?
讲紧咩道啊
？What are you preaching?
如果你聽人你要找那些牧者。
If you hear a pastor like that, then those are the types you should find.
如果你一見到有兩個牧者走在一起。
If you see two pastors come together.
最近你問我什麼玩啊吃啊
What are you eating or playing lately?
教會建好沒
有Have you started any building yet?
有什麼 project 啊
What kind of project?
那你就小心點。
You have to be aware.
即是他們可能不是為了神的道理而擴張教會是為了
They're not because of God to expand the church for themselves.
但講咗咁耐
，so I spend so much time.
弟兄姊妹就話：，唉，真係長咁先。
翻嚟先，
都好似同我冇乜拉楞咁嚇。
Doesn't relate to me.
嗱，而家呢個最後氣慾嚟嘅。
Now we come to the time.
你而家見到做教會嘅長老係咩要求
？So you see what kind of requirements?
你見到做監督有啲咩要求
？See the requirements for the overseers.
好啦。
Okay.
他们在教会里面只是属于少数的。
Those are the minorities in the church.
弟兄姊妹
Francis,
有一个观念我们真的要改。
There's a point of view that we have to change.
我成日咁样提醒我哋教会弟兄姊妹。
I always remind my brothers and sisters in my church.
你如果以为找到个好出名嘅牧者，你就自然系好有属灵生命嘅话咧，你要小心啊！唔系噶。
If you think that you find a famous pastor, then you will have a good spiritual life. Then you have to be careful. It's not true.
或者你找到一个好好嘅牧者，好忠心教导你神嘅道理，你就以为自己就有好好嘅圣经基础，唔系噶。
If you find a really good pastor really faithfully teaching you the word of God, then you will have good foundation in God's word. No.
教会最多嘅系咩人咧
？What are the majority of people in the church?
系咪牧者同埋堂委
？Is it the pastor or the elders?
系就好咯，唔会有咁多人成日揾唔到牧者啦，系咪
？If that is true, then it's good and easy to find pastor.
唔系啊
，No.
教会最多嘅就系会众。
The majority of people in the church.
即在座你哋大家每一个坐喺度，
几分 ？Most of you sitting here today.
教会的存在不是因为为了牧者，而是为了所有会众而存在。
The church existing is not for the pastor, it's for the congregation.
弟兄姊妹，
保罗，为
什么保罗要向提多提出这么谨慎去选择这些牧者和长执呢
？Why Paul so meticulous in telling Titus how to choose these elders and overseers？
因为他明白到。
So、
所有侍奉的人
serve,
都是为了帮助整个会众建立起上来。
They want to help members to grow.
有很多个教会在香港找不到牧者。
A lot of churches in Hong Kong cannot find a pastor.
有次我回到香港有间教会没了牧者找我去谈。
One time I was in Hong Kong, there's a church without pastor and they find me to discuss with me.
最初他就说找我回去，我不是了，我
At the beginning, they said that they want me to come back. I said I will not.
不過你有冇介紹啊？冇啲咩提議咧
？And they said, "Do you have anybody or any suggestion for us?"
我冇提議，冇介紹。
I have no suggestion or I have nobody to introduce you.
即係我話
，because I said,
如果你教會唔改變嘅話
，if your church do not change,
你揾唔到牧者
，you will not find a pastor.
好多教會揾唔到牧者，係因為會眾自己嘅屬靈生命嘅問題。
A lot of churches cannot find a pastor because of the spiritual life of the members.
弟兄姊妹，你
係
咪一個無可指責嘅
？Are you a blameless person?
係咪一個有意願去喺神嘅面前認罪悔改去侍奉神嘅人
？Do you have the desire to admit your sins and repent from your sins in front of God?
如果係嘅話
，It is true.
每一個弟兄姊妹都係咁諗嘅喎。你就可以找到一个愿意带领去认罪悔改的牧者。
Then you can find a pastor who will be able to bring you to admit your sin and repent from your sin.
有没有留意保罗写的次序啊
？You see the order how Paul
did. 先写了长老
，He writes because
后写监督的。
Then
你明白为什么啊
？You know why?
因为先会众入边有长老的出现。
Because first the elders must come out from the congregation.
然后长老带领会众一起再去寻找牧者。
And then the elders together help the congregation to find a pastor.
如果会众不是这样的意愿的话
，This is not the desire of the members.
就算一个全世界你认为最好的牧者来到
，The best pastor in the world come to you.
不代表你们的灵命就是好。
Would not mean that your spiritual life is good.
弟兄姊妹，成段嘅圣经核心
，the core of the whole scriptures，
唔系褒扬点样揾牧者、揾长老
，it's not talking about how to find an elder or find a pastor，
而系去提醒整个教会
，it's to remind the whole church，
我系一个点样嘅群体
，what groups of people we are，
我哋系咪能够活出一个无可指责嘅生命
？Can we live a life of blameless？
系嘅话。
If it's true,
神的仆人、神的长老就会随之。
God's servant, God's elder, the pastor will come.
让我们同心的祷告。
Let's pray.
将我们的生命献在神。
Offer our life to God.
天父，我多谢你给到我们在这段时间透过这段圣经去看到你对长老以及监督的要求。
Heavenly Father, thank you for this time and this good day that we can. The requirement that you have for elders and overseers.
去深圳提多书不是要我们有什么指示去用什么方法去选立长执，这么简单。
The truly believe that the Titus is not simply just tell us what is the requirement or just one of the way to find elders.
其实是要向我们每一个在这间教会里面的弟兄姊妹一同的重新思想我们的生命。
That is to remind us to think about our own life in this church.
父神啊，求你让我们真的学会成为一个无可指责的人。
Heavenly Father, teach us so that we can learn to become a blameless person.
纵然约伯被称为无可指责，他仍然生命需要更新变化。
Even though that Job was called a blameless person, that he still need renew in his life to change.
所以他说他从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见。
He said that he has heard about you, but now he has seen you.
而他在炉灰当中去更新他的生命。
That he, in the ashes that he renew his life.
父神，求你也要听我们的祷告。
好
使我们每一个在座的生命都能够从这一刻开始更像恩主。
Each of our lives sitting here today, from this moment on, we will be more like our Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.